Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. My guest today is Price Hightower. He is president of Hightower Development. He and his team at Hightower Homes are consistently ranked as one of the largest home builders in Birmingham. Price is recognized for his achievements in his industry and also his leadership in community, where one project he does is a mentor a group of self-employed young people. Price is a lifelong Birmingham resident. He has been married for 30 years to his wife, Meg. They have two grown children, Will and Maggie. Well, Price, it's so good to have you here today and get to meet you for the first time. I was introduced to Price through a friend of mine, Mark Corsini. He's going to share with us a few stories today. So Price, thanks for being here, man.
Sure. It's a treat. This is my first podcast, so thank you for allowing me the opportunity.
Well, great. Before I have you share your stories about the people in your life, your small-time leaders, I'd like for you to tell our guests, our listeners here, something you're thankful for to get the day started right.
Sure. Well, I'm very thankful for my own good health. I woke up this morning and took a long walk through my neighborhood with my dog and was just grateful that I had the ability to do that and that I had been blessed with the good genes. And I'm just very grateful for being in good health.
Yeah, boy, that is something to be thankful for as we see so many people struggle with so many things. But so tell us about a small-time leader in your life.
Sure. Well, a small-time leader for me is a gentleman by the name of Dr. Bryant Strain, and he is the founding pastor of Brookwood Baptist Church in Birmingham, which is where my family has attended church now for 30 years. And so in about 1992, which is a long time ago, I would have been around 25 years old then, and Bryant would have been around 50 years old, and he and I both shared a love for the outdoors. And he loved, in particular, quail hunting and bird dogs. Yeah. So he and I were on a quail hunting trip that he invited me on. We were in Safford, Alabama. And to understand Dr. Strain, it takes a little bit of context, I suppose. He is a full-throttle, hard-charging, alpha male, successful Baptist preacher. He really, he just broke the mold. He was and is a fun-loving, people-loving, and God-loving guy. Yeah. And he has a very strong personality, especially when he's amongst his many male friends. He can be so bold, really, that it's a little bit intimidating until you get to know him. And I was very much intimidated by him when I was 25 and he was 50. For context for me, really, I was 25 and newly married. I was a new member of his church. I was a new Baptist. I'd grown up Methodist. And frankly, I was just trying to figure out adulthood. I was trying to figure out work and marriage and church membership and life. So as far as Baptist church life goes, I had little, if anything, to offer Dr. Strain. So after a long day of hunting, we put the dogs into the kennel in the back of his pickup and we got in to drive home. And I vividly remember sitting on the seat next to Dr. Strain, and I started a conversation with him. I said, "Hey, Dr. Strain." And he interrupted me and he said something that quite frankly changed my life. He said, "Price, you can call me Bryant. We are friends." Hmm. And honestly, it never occurred to me that we were friends. I really didn't even know why he had asked me to go on this hunting trip. Yeah. To me, Dr. Strain was a grown man. He was simply on a different level than I was. He's a successful pastor and he had more than enough friends his own age. And I just thought to myself, how could I benefit him? Why would he want to be friends with me? But that invitation changed the trajectory of my life. And it did it in a number of ways. I mean, first and foremost, Bryant and I are still dear friends today. I'm 54 and he's 78. He is my retired pastor. He's the man that baptized me. He's my friend, my mentor, my confidant. He's my fishing partner, my hunting companion. And He's sort of my go-to guy for anything that requires eating, because he loves to eat and I love to eat. And we eat until we are full and we laugh until we cry. And we just enjoy a very rich friendship. And I cannot place a value on how much I treasure that friendship. But another way that it sort of changed the trajectory of my life is that this friendship opened my eyes to other friendships with older men. And I now have several men who have really poured into me and changed my life and benefited me greatly. So I learned to actively pursue mentors. And I sort of do that with a cut and paste mentality, and that I might seek a gentleman who is really good at raising a family, and maybe his kids are 10 years older than mine. And so I want to spend a lot of time with a man like that so that I can learn from him and the way that he has raised successful kids so that I could do the same. But that guy may or may not run a business life that I want to emulate. So I might find another mentor who has a great business career, but maybe his family life does not run as well. So I sort of use that cut and paste mentality as I have chosen my mentors. But mentors have significantly improved the quality of my life. Another impact that this conversation with Dr. Strain had is that I'm aware that I need to actively pursue friendships with younger men and to offer guidance to them. I need to slow down enough to accept opportunities to pour into men as older men have poured into me. You know, ultimately, I'm just a turtle on a fence post. And if you ever see a turtle sitting on a fence post, you know he had a lot of help getting there. Yeah. And people like Dr. Strain and other mentors have really helped build that fence post for me. And lastly, the number one thing about Bryant is that he is transparent with me. And he taught me that it's okay to be transparent with other men. And probably the greatest gift a man can give to another man is the gift of transparency and just open, honest communication without trying to guard your ego.
Right. Without having the mask up. Yes. And all that. Yeah. Man, what a gift that was. Now you also are involved in mentoring younger self-employed people. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes. I have, I lead a couple of Bible studies, that are geared specifically toward men who are about 15 years younger than me. There sort of seems to be some magic. I've read a little bit about that. There's, you're not quite old enough to be their dad, but you're a little bit older than their oldest brother. And so that makes you wise and not irrelevant. And so there's something about that age gap, I think. So yeah. I've led a couple of studies with a group of, with two different groups of men over the past 5 years, and have really tried to pour any wisdom that has been given to me by other people and pass that along to them.
All right. Well, man, well, thanks for sharing that. I mean, that reminder from Bryant, Dr. Bryant, about older mentors and how finding those are so important in our lives. We all could remember and then modeling what he did for you with the younger yes. men. So, that's how it's applied there. And of course, the that idea about being transparent is something we could all remember. Price, thanks so much for sharing your stories with us. And we'll see you on our next podcast on Thursday.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.